Our next guest on West Coast Live, we'll have our station break in a few minutes, is called Aesthetic Evidence with Halsey Berkend and Peter Bailey with Ocean Voices. Please welcome them to West Coast Live. Yeah, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. You have some equipment here, computers and boxes and routers and keyboards and that are used to trigger sounds and so forth. What are the sounds that we'll be hearing?
You'll be hearing a lot of sounds, primarily that are sounds that are spoken voices of people from all over the world that we've collected speaking about the ocean, what it means to them, and how they feel being in the ocean, that sort of thing. So we've combined those voices, spoken voices, with more traditional instruments. There's an actual instrument over here. There's a guitar, and we have recorded instruments as well.
And so where have you gotten comments from people about the oceans?
Were geographic locations?
Yeah, all around the world.
Yeah, well, we've had most of them are from this country, from the U.S., and we have some from India, we have some from Japan, we have some from South America. There's, it's amazing. We have a website, oceanvoices.org, where people can use the internet to record directly into the system. So we're able to collect voices from everywhere without traveling. We'd like to travel more, but sometimes it's nicer to use technology to extend one's reach.
Well, so what are we going to hear here?
Today we're going to hear a few excerpts from a larger piece called Ocean Voices, which we performed at the California Academy of Sciences a couple days ago. And it's a piece that combines, as I said, voices from all over the world speaking about the ocean. This first part is from the beginning of the piece, which has a lot of voices of children from around the world sort of talking about what the world will be like without an ocean.
All right, here we are, Ocean Voices, and they're called Aesthetic Evidence.
All land, no different continent. From space, it would not look blue.
No water to drink.
Very hard. Not as much animals. Yeah, very hard.
I think the world would be kind of like dry and like empty, not as like big, more just more flat and dirt.
Well, I think we'd probably starve because we need water to live.
Just, I don't know, singing to the radio and looking out the window,
allows for so much more exploration, discovery, and
there would probably be a lot of mess going on.
I like the ocean. I'd rather stick with it.
I see a world without oceans as a place without having depth. Land extends on forever, but the ocean expresses a deep unknowing. There's just, you go in and you can just keep going. And it's...
Aesthetic Evidence, and a piece from their larger work called Ocean Voices. They're Halsey Berkend and Peter Bailey, and they're here on West Coast Live. They performed at the Academy of Sciences
a
couple of days ago, and they were introduced by the Cousteaus. Have you been getting calls about the Gulf and the oil spill on your website?
We've been getting some recordings about the Gulf spill. Sure, we have some heartbreaking children saying, "What, you know?" When you ask the question, "What's the ocean made up of?" and they say, "Oh, there's water, and there's fish, and there's sharks, and there's oil." And it's always, you know, these young voices saying that it's always so heartbreaking. And it's obviously, it's a hugely prominent issue right now. And, you know, we're hoping we can do our little part to show people how wonderful the ocean is and how much love there is for people, from people all around the world about the ocean.
Do you like swimming in the ocean?
I like swimming in the ocean. Usually I am in the ocean up in Maine and it's a little bit chilly, so I'm usually bouncing off the surface a little bit, I do love it.
Yeah. How did you conceive this project?
Well, this is a project, a collaboration with Wallace J. Nichols, who's a marine biologist, a researcher at the California Academy, and he's a friend of mine. We've gone back a while, and I've done a lot of projects with spoken human voice. That's a lot of what I've done. And one time, 3 or so years ago, we were hanging out, and I was talking about what I do. He was talking about what he does. And we were like, oh my gosh, we could come together. We could bring the science together with the music. We could try to reach people, have a conservation message in a way that's a little different than what either of us do normally. So we sort of teamed up, and we've been going from there for a while now.
And Peter, how is it to play an improv with the voices?
Oh, it's fantastic. We've been doing this for like 4 years or so, and he gives me the music, and sometimes we've co-written some stuff, but for the most part, it's noodling, and then the noodling becomes actual parts of the music, and then it's fantastic hearing all. It's emotionally moving and charging sometimes, most of the time, to hear these voices. They're excellent.
Do you have a second brief segment we could hear?
Yeah, we do. We've queued up the sort of end of the piece. We give you the beginning of the piece, and now here's another bit at the end of the piece, which is more people talking about what it feels like to be in the ocean and some more of the emotional responses.
Has it changed your sense of what the ocean is?
I'm not sure it's changed my sense overall, but it's certainly given me a wider variety of sort of opinions and experiences, and it's certainly deepened my appreciation. I've always had a deep appreciation for the ocean, but this, it's just amazing to hear everybody else and people from all over the place. And, we share this. We share this one huge feature on the planet, you know, and we need to take care of it. Yeah.
All right. So you got a MacBook Pro here and an Imbaudio keyboard. And what's that over there?
It's an Imbaudio computer. Yeah, we've got
Windows,
Mac and PC here. We've got everything going on.
Is that a metric halo thing down there?
No, that's a Motu, Motu audio box. Interface. Yes, we've got lots of equipment.
So you're kind of a gearhead too.
A little bit. Yeah, there's a lot of computer programming that goes into stuff too. When we played at California Academy, we had some strings as well, which was wonderful. So we didn't look quite as nerdy and geary.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you're very near Silicon Valley here.
This is true.
So, okay, well, we'll hear a bit more of Ocean Voices here with Halsey Berkend and Peter Bailey here on West Coast Live.
A sense it is both blissful calm and boundless energy, a feeling of becoming one with the planet.
I tend to think of it as giant systems like that, not just we're 100 miles from the ocean and it has nothing to do with it. It has has everything to do with me, everything to do with everything.
And having the chance to dive in, to actually be immersed in the ocean is such a privilege.
It's just really amazing to me.
So I just sat there and watched them for a few seconds playing and swimming around each other, and then all of a sudden, all three dolphins went underwater and took off towards the shore to go into even shallower water. And the last thing I saw of them was all three of them were body surfing a wave in towards the shore, and I could see these little trails coming off kind of like a little wake behind them that they were running to the surface.
It's just really amazing to me.
And just be able to see out in the ocean in all directions and just imagine like the whales and the fish and the life down below me all through everywhere.
And if you're very careful, not moving too quickly, quite gentle, many, many animals and fishes will come right up.
But, I mean, there's underground, aquifers and things that are not connected to the ocean. But...
And you're so free, you're
like having fun in the ocean. All surrounding, all enveloping, encompassing, protecting the entire Earth, as if holding the whole landmass in its embrace.
We need it to bring us hope and life.
To be in the ocean is to be free. The water cleanses your soul and opens your heart.
Ocean brings people together.
One, we, all of us, things that live in the ocean, and completely and utterly in the moment, present.
Sometimes just magical, with the waves early in the morning before classes, back then when I was in college.
It's like being a bird in the sky.
I just am able to open up and...
On a glassy cold day, relatively warm water, on it, in it, that's where I feel most alive, most real.
I love being in the ocean. It's like having your mother creating you in your home and moving you back and forth, and it's a completely different experience when you get out of the ocean. You can hardly find your footing on the earth. And as I'm going to sleep after I've been in the ocean, I feel like the whole bed is moving.
And it's the ocean, I mean, like, it's not going to judge you on anything.
It's more about a feeling. And to me, that just that feeling's home.
Aesthetic Evidence here on West Coast Live. Kind of a built-in good crescendo there. Thank you very much. Halsey Berkind and Peter Bailey and Ocean Voices and oceanvoices.org. You can add your own voice to the sentiments, the feelings, the emotions, the reactions to the ocean, and they may well incorporate it.
Yep, we'll be performing this piece in numerous other places, and we've got an iPhone app as well, Ocean Voices iPhone app, where you can...
Oh, you have an app?
Yes, oh yes, there's an app for everything, yeah. And you can record when you're out on the ocean and you know, tell us how you feel.
Great. Terrific, thank you very much. Aesthetic Evidence, Halsey Berkind and Peter Bailey here on West Coast Live. Thank you.